December 17, glory indescribable. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, 9-11. The Father's wisdom and glory shine forth in Christ's majesty. He is exalted and precious to all who believe. But his own personal glory, who can describe it? He comes with his divine nature plainly revealed. He who was denied and rejected by man, who stood at the bar of Pilate as a criminal, Christ is now acknowledged as the King of glory. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Matthew 21:9. The question of his divinity is forever settled. Where are those who held the Savior bound at Pilate's bar, who smote him in the face, who scourged him, who drove the nails through his hands and feet? Those who mocked him, saying, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." Matthew 27:42. Where is the puny arm that will be lifted against him now? The scene is changed. At the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. The glory of Christ's humanity did not appear when he was upon the earth. He was regarded as a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him, but he was pursuing the path, the plan that God had devised. That same humanity now appears as he descends from heaven, robed in glory, triumphant, exalted. His believing people have made their calling and election sure. They come forth at the first resurrection, and the song is sung by innumerable voices. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:3-4.